So welcome to the first audio version of my newsletter. I'm doing this on the spur of the moment, informally. Just felt inspired. Today's post seemed like a good one to start this project with. I've been meaning to do some audio versions of my posts for members for a while now, and I just like the idea of reading this one out loud. So today, March 23rd, 2022, today's post is called Surgery for Trigger Points, Cutting Out the Scare Tissue. I never thought that I would write about trigger points and surgery at the same time, but here we are. A physician reader asked for my feedback on a surgical procedure he has been offering to his patients. Cutting out trigger points, like their little cysts or tumors. Got a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad sore spot? Excise it. So yeah, that's a kind of a crazy idea, and I took my sweet time getting back to him while I worked out how to criticize it constructively. I confess that snark and scorn were very tempting, but I calmed down and I found my politeness. That doctor never responded to the concerns that I sent, and so I'm going to go ahead and blog about this now, but I won't name and shame the doctor or his clinic, because I don't think that the idea is quite as nuts as it seems at first glance. Naming and shaming, by the way, and this is bonus audio. I'm going to do this. I'm going to digress in the audio recordings. That's part of the benefit. I've noticed a lot of naming and shaming on social media lately. And I'm not going to name and shame the name and shamers, but I don't like it. It's not for me. I think it's probably something that people assume is part of my brand. It's something, you know, that I have occasionally done, and I'm not going to promise to never, ever do it again. But I don't, for a lot of reasons, I don't think it's a great idea to just systematically call out specific people for their BS, no matter how ridiculous it is. My policy is write about the ideas, talk about the ideas, and try always, always to give people the benefit of the doubt for being well-intentioned, that these people, however misguided or wrong they might be, they want to help people, and they're trying. And that's me too. And I can be wrong too. So, I don't know, I think not naming and shaming, not wanting to name and shame comes from sort of maybe a deep neurosis. I don't want to be named and shamed either, because I might be the next one to say something foolish. You never know, could happen. All right, digressing. I knew I would, and I just did it. That's about 500 extra words of content there. Back to the post. So I can't remember if I said this already. Although some of my skeptical colleagues will disagree, I think there is actually room for respectful disagreement about this. Nevertheless, I'm not exactly on team trigger point surgery. It's not the worst idea in medicine I've ever heard, but it ain't great. Obligatory trigger point review. Got to talk about the basics of trigger points. Every time I talk about trigger points, I have audience members who range from never heard of them, don't know what they are, what are you talking about, all the way to know everything there is to know about them, hate them, don't believe they exist, huge trigger point cranks, and everything in between. Trigger points are the common unexplained sore spots associated with aching and stiffness. All controversy about trigger points concerns their nature and what, if anything, we can do to treat them. No one disputes that humans do get these sore spots, and they are super annoying. We just argue about everything else about them, what they are, what to do about them, how much they matter. You can read as much as you can stand about this debate on painscience.com, but here's an interview, and that links to painscience.com/TPS_trial, trigger points on trial, TPS_trial. Lifelong suffering from a lot of sore spots has pried my mind open to reasonable speculation about trigger points. I consider conservative trigger point therapy to be a legitimate experimental treatment. Excision is not conservative. Okay, so that's the trigger point review. Now back to the thing. So we know what we're talking about. We're talking about sore spots. And cutting out the pain is a fairly drastic way to handle sore spots, no matter how bad they are. I can only imagine trying to do it, trying to surgically excise trigger points as a last resort option for the worst possible cases when all more cautious options have been exhausted, even the long shots. However, and this is important context, as surgical procedures go, this one barely registers as surgical. It's in the same league as a muscle biopsy or cutting out a cancerous mole. It's more invasive than many injections, but arguably much less risky than some steroids, Botox, and less silly than others, like PRP, platelet-rich plasma, or synovial fluid injections for knees. It's definitely less drastic than any true surgery, even just arthroscopy. Bear in mind that many full-blown put-you-under surgeries are routinely inflicted on chronic pain patients based on dubious assumptions about what is wrong, like spinal fusions. So, graded on a curve, trying to snip out a painful patch of muscle is not as bonkers as it might seem at first. It's unfamiliar, and it's highly speculative, yes, but actually less worrisome than much more familiar procedures that are just as speculative and much, much riskier. Last section, scare tissue. The physician offering this procedure explained his reasoning to me like this. Quote, basic anatomic cause of trigger point is a scar or scar-like tissue formation. So if that were true, then it would indeed make some sense to excise it. But is it true? I think scar tissue is actually one of the weakest of all common ideas about what trigger points are and how they work. And it's a highly problematic story to tell patients. Because scar tissue is scare tissue, potentially a potent nocebo, a reverse placebo that makes things worse instead of better. The last thing chronic pain patients need are more reasons to worry about their tissues. I know many chronic pain experts who will be full blast horrified that any doctor anywhere is cutting out putative trigger points. I am not quite horrified myself, but I do think it's a bit bizarre and a lousy choice for almost all patients. Let's see, is there anything I want to add? After every time I post one of these, you know, I scramble going back and forth between Twitter and Facebook and my newsletter content and the web version, and I constantly change things and add things, and as I'm doing it, people are commenting on social media and I get new ideas. So before I hang up here, I'll think and see whether or not there's anything I want to add that's come up as we go. Oh, right, for sure. And if I could go back and start over, I would add this to the post. Dry needling is the practice of stabbing trigger points with acupuncture needles, with no reference to the voodoo of acupuncture. This is just using fine gauge needles to lacerate trigger points. Very clearly an intermediate thing and very popular. Dry needling is huge. It's out there in a big way. Being done all the time, far, far more common than this very exotic concept of excision. But it's basically the same in principle. It's destroy it, right? Wreck it. Physically wreck the trigger point. And if you want to do that, it seems like dry needling is probably a better one to start with than getting in there with a scalpel. Needles, not scalpels. But here's the thing. I've been against dry needling as excessively invasive for years. I don't think it's, you know, I don't think that no one should ever try it. I just think it's, on average, it's too aggressive and too invasive for most cases. So if I think that about dry needling, then I really think it about scalpels. So yeah, there's a little extra just putting it in perspective, comparing it to dry needling. Okay, so I'm almost certainly going to do this again. I'm going to start, being sort of podcasty with some of my content. I doubt I'm going to try to do every post because I already have too much to do. But I will definitely do some and post them in some way. That's the next thing I'm going to figure out. I've done this in a very off-the-cuff fashion this morning. It was not on my to-do list today. I don't actually even know how I'm going to make this audio available yet. I'm going to have to think about that. Probably just a download link for the moment for members only. So thanks very much for being members. I hope you enjoyed this, and we'll do it again soon. Bye.